Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Your host, Greg, will have smart discussions with friends, experts, and thought leaders on customer experience, transformation, and leadership. Please follow this podcast on your preferred platform. I am sure you will enjoy the next episode with the guest I selected for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today, I am really thrilled because we are going to discuss a really hot topic. It's about artificial intelligence, machine learning, and data science. And I have really a great guy together with me. Hi, Mohan. How are you?
Hi, Greg. I'm good. How are you?
Very well and super thrilled to kick off the discussion. Today's top player is Mohan Manava. And first, we are going to deep dive and understand a bit more about him. And then we will discuss about this hot topic. Artificial intelligence, machine learning, and data science. Mohan, could you please introduce yourself?
Absolutely. First of all, Greg, thanks for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure to be part of it. I've been closely following you for some time and all the work that you've been doing. It's great to be on this show. So coming to my background, my journey, I have more than 12 years of experience in the field of data science analytics. And throughout these 12 years, like one thing that's common that connect my career is leveraging data to drive decision making and to ultimately improve the business outcomes. Currently, I'm working at Upwork, leading the customer analytics and insights function, where I'm helping the organization to better understand about their Upwork's customers, their pain points, their needs, and ultimately working with the teams across the company to improve our products and platforms as a whole. Prior to Upwork, I worked in multiple, like across different industries, technology, financial services, consulting industries. But it's always about data analytics and AI ML. So that's my journey. I mean, it's an incredible journey, and I can't wait to share all my experiences, how AI ML can be integrated, particularly in the context of customer experience.
I'm not going to ask, and I repeat, I'm not going to ask how many job offers you are getting with this background and with these skills. That's not the question for this podcast. Yeah. It's something different. We would like to learn more about you. And therefore, Mohan, which values drive you in life?
I think like for me, when I look back at my career or my life in general, the number one is continuous learning. I believe in lifelong learning. I think it's something that, I mean, no one can deny. I mean, there is always opportunities to learn, particularly in this ever-changing, new technologies coming out, like new skills, new areas coming out. I think like that constant learning is something that's deeply rooted in my value system. The second thing that I want to touch upon is the innovation piece, right? There are different ways to approach a problem, and with these new technologies, new solutions coming into market, I think like it's very important for people to try out, test out these things, figure out new innovative ways to solve problems. So I think like that's very important, and that's something that I deeply resonate with. The third thing is, I think it would be a crime if I don't say it, is the data-driven decision making. I think like I'm someone who is very closely attached to data. I mean, like who really believes in the value of data, the power that it can bring to decision making or driving outcomes. So that is also something that I deeply believe in. And I think that's shaped my career to get into data science, to get into data analytics. And I mean, these are top three values when I look back at my career or life as a whole.
Thank you very much. And very structured, as all the data that we have that needs to be structured, you provide a very structured answer. And therefore, I'm keen to kick off this discussion, the game about AI, machine learning, and data analytics. And how do you see the role of AI and machine learning evolving in terms of creating new business opportunities?
Yeah, when you think about AI ML, I mean, it's been in use for the last few years, right? I mean, companies are using AI ML at scale already. Like if you take a look at Amazon, for example, right, the recommendations that they provide to customers, like based on their previous purchases or based on their browsing history and all that. So I think it's been predominantly used by like a lot of companies these days in terms of business opportunities, particularly from a standpoint of CX. Like when we look at it that way, hyperscale personalization is something I think that I'm seeing like for the past few years, like where you get personalized recommendations based on your preferences, based on your transaction histories. So I think like that's one area, and that's going to predominantly redefine with the whole Gen AI space. That's one thing. And also the other thing that I'm noticing is conversational AI, especially with the advent of Gen AI. I mean, we have chatbots for a while, but now you have smarter chatbots to sort of, solve problems or like help customers to figure out, things that they want to accomplish or any problems that run into. So conversational AI is also something that I'm seeing a lot of companies are quickly adapting that and like building solutions, customer service especially. I think recently I was reading an article where a payment, fintech company named Klarna, they completely revamped their customer service through an AI assistant that they have created. And almost 2/3 of their customer service requests are now being handled by AI. So I think like that's the power of AI. And I think it's only going to get, even more prevalent in terms of using AI as part of solutions, products that companies offer to their customers. So I think like we're just getting started. Companies are using it at a very high scale, but I think it's going to get even more better in the coming years.
Thank you for using this incredible example of Klarna, Amazon, and so on. Perhaps in your daily work, what you are doing for your employee, could you share a specific example where the integration of AI and machine learning has fundamentally transformed a traditional business process? And what are the key challenges that you had? Now it's August 26, we are discussing, I will also publish, before publishing this episode, also the discussion with Patty Soltis, and she shared how much she was able to leverage all the data, working together with you, working together with teams, in order to create really real business outcomes. Could you please elaborate a bit on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in terms of how we are leveraging AI ML, whether it's Upwork or in my previous organizations, we'll start with my previous organization first. I'm going to talk about SiriusXM Radio, which is a media and entertainment company based out of US. So they have a company, they acquired a company called Pandora Media, and which is a music streaming service just like Spotify. So when I was there, I was leading product analytics and insights for the onboarding and registration team. So as part of that, like one of the experiments that we did is how do we personalize the experience of a new user who is signing up for Pandora? So if you look at the experience that we had back then was you register and then you basically go to search page, you search for a specific song, and from there you start your playlist and then you go on to listen more songs. But what we decided to do is, as part of registration, can we collect their preferences? Can we collect their, interests in terms of music? And based on that, can we recommend a personalized album or a personalized playlist so that, they don't have to search for numerous things before they hit on like what they really want? So I think like that's one example of like collecting customer preferences, customer feedbacks, feeding it to the recommendation engine that you were building. And then based on that, let it do the job, let it provide the playlists or the, albums that customers are interested in, and complete the music listening part, right? And what we noticed with that is we not only, boosted our registration rates by 10%, but we also saw significant improvement in terms of, retention with our product, in terms of stickiness with our product. And we see people really, enjoyed that whole experience where we are personalizing their feed as per their preferences, as per their recommendations. And it not only improved these metrics, but it also led to more subscriptions at the end. So I think that's one example of how AI or ML solution can profoundly change how customers interact with your product, how they perceive the experience, and how they see that engagement, right? Here at Upwork, we are doing many interesting things. Like one thing that we are trying to really understand is, by looking at the customer experience metrics, can we also understand the retention or the churn of our customers? So based on the scores that we are receiving, based on the feedback that we are receiving, are we seeing, the behaviors in terms of churn or retention based on these scores? And then we are trying to understand, okay, I mean, if someone is at a risk, I mean, like how much revenue opportunity is at risk, or like what percentage of, I mean, revenue is being lost because of this. So connecting these metrics back to these opportunities that we are looking at in terms of bottom line metrics is something that we are trying to really do good at, and then collectively share those insights back to cross-functional stakeholders. So I think it is about connecting those metrics and then connecting back to the bottom line or outcomes is something that companies should be holistically looking at, in my opinion, in terms of using AI/ML.
This not only your opinion, but our opinion, because I think Moan will save our lives, or perhaps not our lives, but at least our jobs. Because what you're saying, it's extremely important. And that's a discussion that we are having in this customer experience community. How to tie back all these metrics, satisfaction metrics, NPS, and all these metrics back to real business KPIs that are relevant to the business. And you mentioned a few words: acquisition, additional number of subscription, retention, improving share of wallet. And this is something that it's extremely important. I think everybody speaks about the next possible technology to use, or the next LLM that we could use and could do this and that and so on. But basically, I think this is the foundation that we need to create, leveraging this data and connecting back to business. Could you please elaborate a bit more on that? Because I think that's really, really relevant.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think you're really spot on that. I mean, we can chase all the new technologies that are coming. I think fundamentally, when you look at data analytics insights, the core component is, how do you understand data? How do you connect whatever you're seeing in data to the business outcomes, to the business opportunities? I think particularly in the field of CX, what I have noticed is a lot of companies put huge emphasis on how these metrics are trending. Like, is that going up, going down? But they don't really put that emphasis on what's like, okay, if something is going up or something is going down, what is the impact of that to the business? What is the impact of that to the bottom line of the company? So I think like that's where there is a huge disconnect. And I think like that's something that, I mean, everyone needs to pay attention to, as you just said, right? So if you're looking at NPS, for example, right? If you see like the detractor share is trending up, then you need to understand, okay, what is the impact of that? I mean, if I see more detractors in the customer base that I have, how that is going to impact the revenue? What opportunities do I see in terms of fixing, like adjusting the problems that they're reporting to us? So I think you need to understand those pain points. You need to also quantify the impact of those pain points, and then take those insights back to product teams or back to whichever team that is responsible for fixing those problems, and then see how that moves the needle on the outcomes. So I think like that is the very fundamental thing that everyone should be doing in the space of CX. And I think it also stems from the cause that, I mean, people maybe do not find solutions or ways to connect the ROI of fixing these issues. So I think like companies need to be very careful and methodical in terms of how they approach these things, how they fix problems, and ultimately see the improvements to outcomes, whether it's revenue, whether it's customer retention or customer churn. So like, how do you see the value of fixing these problems? So I think like that's very important. And that's where I think in the world of CX, people need to pay huge attention to. It's not about, hey, did you collect data on a specific metric or a specific journey point? But it's about, okay, you collected, but what's the point? You need to ultimately improve customer experience and drive the business value, right? So that's the whole point.
And I think what you are saying is extremely important. But now my question would be, you can speak about business KPIs. You understand customer experience, how to drive experiences. You need to understand artificial intelligence. You need to understand machine learning. Mm-hmm. What skills do you believe will be most critical for professional in the field to stay relevant and lead in the industry?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are like a bunch of things right here. I mean, like based on the discussion that we had so far, when you look at it, yeah, I mean, you need to pay attention to data. You need to pay attention to metrics. You need to pay attention to all these advanced technologies that are coming up. So I think like I would like to broadly classify into like three distinct categories. Like number one is data and metrics, right? So every person in the space of CX, they need to pay real attention to, okay, what are the CX metrics that are most important for the business context they are operating in. I mean, NPS is a core metric that everyone should be looking at, but I think they need to go one level down also to looking at the journey level KPIs or journey level metrics, right? Whether it's the satisfaction or like effort score or something else. So I think staying abreast of like, okay, based on the business context, what metrics are applicable, what KPIs are applicable, and accurately measuring that. Because without measuring that, I mean, you can't really able to produce any meaningful insights. So paying attention to, am I collecting data in a better way? Am I collecting data in a holistic way? And then am I taking any insights out of that? So I think paying attention to anything that's coming out of the data or metrics is an important skill that, like, individuals need to pay attention to. And as part of that, I mean, it's not just about, I mean, survey tools like Qualtrics or like Medallia or like any other platforms, but also how to analyze that data, how to analyze whatever information that you collected. So I think like that's where people need to upskill with. Maybe it's playing with SQL or playing with, I mean, tools like Python. It can be a steep learning curve, but I think like if someone puts time and effort to it, I think that's going to be like hugely beneficial for the organization as well. To quickly churn out insights, to quickly take actions, that's going to be hugely beneficial. The second category that I want to talk about is these advanced analytics, right? We're talking about AI, we're talking about ML. So survey data or metrics can only tell you so much about your customers. And maybe they'll tell you, hey, how your customers are feeling about your product, your services. Is it easy to use? Is it like effortless to use? But I think one should also understand things like retention, things like churn, things like, I mean, like what's the acquisition strategy and all that. So for that, AI and ML can really be beneficial. If you want to understand, I mean, what are the main drivers behind customers churning out of your platform or driving retention up on your platform, I think that AI ML model that you're going to develop can hugely benefit you in terms of understanding what are those key drivers. And based on those key drivers, companies can actually pull the lever on what needs to be corrected, what needs to be improved, so that they can see the huge improvements to things like retention churn. The third category is basically, it is, again, goes back to our previous topic, right? How do you connect, I mean, the insights, the drivers that you found out to business outcomes? So that is a skill that one can only master by trying out different things. It's not a technology skill. It's not like something you learn a new tool and you'll be done with it. There you need to have business acumen. There you need to have proper understanding of, I mean, how business works, what facets of the business are going to be really important in terms of measuring that ROI. So I think like there, looking at financial data, looking at, I mean, the transactional data that you have, and then like sort of identifying ways to measure that ROI. So that is something that comes with practice. It's not like learning a skill. So I think like that is the other important piece that, I mean, professionals in CX needs to pay attention to. So I think in my opinion, like these are the three broad areas that one should pay attention to sort of, I mean, stay up to date on all things that are happening in this space.
Thank you. And you spoke about AI, machine learning, advanced analytics. Every day in the news, we can read a new idea, new solution, new LLM. Now we go from conversational to image creation, from image to video creation, and all this stuff. From your point of view, and also all about what we discussed until now, which are the most exciting trends that you foresee upcoming that we can really leverage to create business value?
Yeah, I think from a CX standpoint of view, I see the very first space that's going to be disrupted, I mean, whether it's by reading through industry trends or like articles, one thing that I'm noticing is customer service is one area where I think there will be a lot of disruption, because all this conversational AI can really, I mean, help to handle that customer service transaction, I mean, the interactions very seamlessly and smoothly. So I think like that is one area that has like huge impact in terms of redefining how we know customer service as is, right? Whether it's those personalized assistants that can help you to, I mean, answer your questions or like even do transactions directly through the chatbot. So I think that's one area that I'm hugely, I mean, interested in. Like, I just want, that's why I was reading articles about like, hey, what companies are doing. Klarna is a great example, but I'm also looking at other companies, how they are leveraging AI in the space of CS. That's one thing. And then the other thing is, I mean, we see like all these LLMs, like all these new things that are coming up. But I was reading an article around RAG, which is like basically Retrieval Augmented Generation Framework, again, in the space of LLMs. So I think that is going to be really profoundly impact how companies leverage AI, because it has the ability to build systems, to build, I mean, these chatbots, or they put out these conversational AI tools on the knowledge base that companies have. I mean, it's not only related to CS, but let's just say like you're joining a company newly, right? And maybe HR team can use this, like this technology, and can build a solution that essentially helps that new employee of the organization to really understand company's policies, procedures, onboarding stuff, and all that. So I think it's going to get only better. It's going to be like really different. I mean, in the next, like when you look at it, like for the next 3-4 years, it's going to be like completely a different space. But I think the opportunities are endless. The possibilities are endless, in my opinion here. But I mean, I think like for me, this conversational AI is where I'm really trying to understand and like see how we can actually do that.
And I really like the example that you are sharing, because it means there will be no 3 weeks or 4 weeks training for customer service employees. But yeah, if they have a question, they can ask real time this tool, this a solution for the answer. And everything that a process change or subject change is automatically amended, because it's trained on the knowledge of the company itself.
Yeah.
We spoke a lot about data, and therefore we need also to touch an important topic about ethics and leveraging this data. How can organizations ensure that they maintain the ethical standard while driving all this innovation? Because you spoke about hyper-personalizations and then, but it means you need a lot of data to leverage.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think it's very important to have those ethical, balance between these ethical standards and innovation through AI and ML, right? So I think like that's hugely important. From my experience, or from talking to other peers in the industry, what I have noticed is, in terms of these ethical AI ML solutions, right, I think there needs to be clear guidelines when companies are like trying to incorporate these advanced solutions into their business day-to-day operations. So there needs to be a comprehensive AI ethics policy that not only aligns with company standards and industry standards, but it also need to takes into consideration about customer data, like customer preferences, all these different things. So there has to be a clear ethical guidelines across the company. And there needs to be a review board also. Whenever we are trying to incorporate AI into any solutions that we build, so there has to be a company, all teams, like all hands sort of crawl review board that looks at these AI projects before they go for implementation. So I think like that's also very important, like having that review board with those clear guidelines that aligns with company values as well as industry standards. That's the fundamentally important thing for me. That's how I see it. And then the second thing is, companies needs to prioritize transparency, right? Because when we are utilizing customer data, when we are utilizing whatever data that we collect on customers, there needs to be a clear transparency for companies to communicate with customers how their data is being used and how AI decisions are made. So I think like that transparency is very important. And then companies also needs to invest in explainable AI. The reason why I say explainable AI is, when you look at these AI or ML solutions, they're a black box to begin with. It's not so easy to understand what happens behind the scenes. So I think companies need to put some emphasis on, what is the decision-making process here? What is happening behind these scenes? Yeah, it might not be very easy in Q2 for people to understand, but I think it's better to have those things being put out for customers is very, very important. So I think like these are the three areas. Like, there has to be transparency. There has to be highest standards in terms of guidelines or review processes. And then there needs to be a way to sort of explain what is happening before someone is given some sort of AI recommendation or AI solution input. So I think like that's how I see it. It's very important. There is a lot of debate in this space. There is a lot of discussion in this space. But I think it is going to only evolve going further is how I see it.
Thank you for touching also these important topics. We are now coming to an end of this game. But before we conclude, I still have three questions for you in the extra time in the last 3 minutes that we have. Mm-hmm. Fast forward, in 10 years from now, we are back on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. What we are discussing about?
So I think like fast forward to 10 years, it's not anymore about, I mean, are there any new AI technologies or anything like that? I think like as I think through future, as I view it, it is going to be heavily impacted by all these AI solutions or AI things that we are seeing that are coming up every single day. I think the conversation is going to be more around, are there any human touch involved in these stance? Because at the end of the day, although you're incorporating all these AI solutions, AI technologies into the way of serving customers, at the end, you're serving humans, right? So it is very important for organizations to think through and look at, okay, I mean, what level of human touch is involved in all these things? Because I think that's going to be very, very important. And then there might be some guidelines or some regulations around, I mean, this space also, right? I mean, there might be, okay, I mean, you don't want to give too much custom-made solution that's completely, I mean, driven by machines or like robots. So like, how do you incorporate that? What sort of metrics or what sort of mechanisms are important to sort of gather that feedback, particularly in the space of CX, right? So that feedback is very crucial. So how do you gather that feedback through these solutions? And how do you take actions on that? So it's going to be a completely different conversation. It's up until now, we are talking about that human touch, but I think like as we look 10 years from now, it's about, do we really have that human touch in these interactions? Like how can we bake that into the solutions or the products that we build and then ultimately measure like how it's working out. I think like that's the most important thing.
Thank you. And what's the best way to contact you?
For anyone who wants to contact me, the best way to reach out to me is LinkedIn. I mean, I'll share my LinkedIn profile. I mean, it's linkedin.com/. I'll share my link with you and then you can put it out, I mean, in the description so people can access it. Yeah.
Thank you. As usual, we'll find all this information also in this show notes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now we're coming to the last question. Is more on golden nugget? It's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience?
Yeah, so the golden nugget, based on my experience, based on the evolving AI ML landscape in the customer experience field. So I think the key to exceptional customer experience isn't just about having the most advanced technology, right? It is about finding the perfect balance between the technological innovation and human empathy. I think that empathy is very important. I mean, having that customer empathy or customer centricity is very, very important. So I think everyone needs to always remember that behind every data point is a real person with real emotions and real needs. So I think it is like people should be looking at it, hey, okay, let AI augment and enhance human capabilities, but not replace them. So I think the future of CX is creating that seamless personalized experiences for both cutting edge, that feel like cutting edge, and also genuinely human. So I think the balance of like advanced cutting edge technologies along with human empathy, that is going to be how you define that like companies or products that are going to be hugely successful versus not. So I think that is my nugget.
Thank you. And I'm quite sure that Mohan will be part of this transformation, creating these outstanding solutions. Mohan, thank you very much for your time. It was really a great pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. It's been a great, pleasure to be part of this show. And I appreciate the opportunity to share my insights, my thoughts on how ML can influence the CX in the coming years.
Thank you very much. And we can share that. I really like this discussion. I'm really thankful to Patty Soltis because she recommended you and it was really a great recommendation. And I think this is the best way and how we understand human relationship, the human touch, recommendation to people. That's the best way. And it was really a great episode. Mohan, please stay together with me, to the audience for today. It's everything. You know, feedback is a gift. If you have any question, feel free to contact me or to contact Mohan. Thank you very much. And so yeah, see you next week. Bye-bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business. We are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you.